Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. Like, we can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know, we can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the NSIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let the record show there are no mirrors here in the Hub City Radio studios, or at least not here in the Fox Sports Aberdeen studio. Glad to be with you on this finally Friday. The work week is coming to a close. Let's get into the weekend on a high note. My name is David Tewksbury. Thanks again for joining us on this finally Friday. If you can believe it, today, my dear friends, it is the first day of summer. That's right. Today is the first day of summer. The summer solstice officially hits. You can mark your calendars. You can set your watches to this. You can utilize this for a piece of bar trivia tonight if you so choose to do so. Summer solstice officially hits tonight at 9:42. There you go. The more you know on that. So officially the longest day of the year is today in terms of overall daylight anyway. I mean, every single day is still 24 hours and 0 seconds, but today is the longest day in terms of overall daylight and sunshine. So enjoy it here today, maybe a backyard barbecue. Hopefully that rain can kind of stay out of the mix, as they're calling for perhaps some severe storms here tonight. The good news is I did see that the threat assessment was at about a 3 yesterday for us here in Aberdeen. Now it's at about a 2, so that's good news. But we've got hot temperatures today, right around 96 for your Friday high. So drink a whole lot of water and definitely stay hydrated out there here today. Loaded show for you here today on Fox Sports Aberdeen, as coming up here in the next 15 minutes on the program, we'll be joined on the phone line for the first time by Nate Wall. Now, Nate is the head scout at Preps Red Zone Dakotas. He's also the Midwest senior scout for Preps Red Zone for a multi-state area, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa there as well, director of recruiting, and also on his X account, he says he's also a Packers owner, so must be a Green Bay Packers fan there, and looking forward to a discussion there with him, talking about all things recruiting on the high school football side of things, a fun discussion there with Nate Wall in the next 15 minutes, and then towards the bottom of the hour, Groton native Lane Teets. He'll be joining us live in studio, multi-sport athlete for him, high school track and field, football, and of course he's kind of made his hay in terms of basketball, now a new Northern State University Wolf, and he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that discussion there with him right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Again, it is the first official day of summer. A lot of things to get to here today on the show. We already do have a change in terms of schedule, as the Aberdeen Smitties, they have a pair of contests coming up against Renner Post 307 that was slated for Monday of next week there at Fossum Field, but that'll actually be moved to Thursday. So the Smitties will return home finally to Fossum Field on Thursday of next week for that twin bill against Renner Post 307. Our very own Ryan Martin has the play-by-play via HubCityRadio.com and on the Fox Sports Aberdeen YouTube page, presented by Culver's of Aberdeen. Looking forward to those games. They have been on the road for their last 12 games. The Smitties have not played a home game, I think it's since, what, June the 2nd, if memory serves correctly? Yeah, their first home game since June the 2nd. The last 12 games for the Smitties have been on the road, And sometimes, good for what ails you, you just need to see some friendly faces. Sleep in your own bed a little bit. Just get away from the road, play some home games, and we'll see how that all plays out for them. On Thursday of next week, they fell yesterday in a twin bill against Harrisburg Gold, losing 16-3 in Game 1 and 15-5 there in Game 2. You can check out the full details on that twin bill from our website, hubcityradio.com, or you can also check it out on the Fox Sports Aberdeen Facebook page and also our website there, hubcityradio.com, indeed. All right, let's go ahead and get to the jump right here on FSA for this finally Friday installment of the show. Again, David Tewksbury along for the ride with you, sir, or madam, the listener. Thanks for lending us your ears and lending us your eyes there on the Fox Sports Aberdeen Facebook page. Smash that like button, share the stream. It only takes a half a second. You can also follow us on X there as well, formerly Twitter, at Fox Sports 1420 AM, at @_Cobra66. Of course, Matt is off today, back in studio here with us on Monday. And you can follow yours truly as well, at David Tewksbury. Now, Eli Sharkey was supposed to join us yesterday, and he just got a little bit too busy around his neck of the woods there, so he'll actually be joining us on Monday, right around 10:30. So a little programming note for you there, right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. So as it pertains to the jump, this is something that I've been saying for years, and I'm not talking about any sport in particular, but I suppose just because it is a football conversation here, that's football is top of mind. But I've always said, I've always been of the opinion that the eye in the sky doesn't lie. You ever heard that expression? The eye in the sky doesn't lie. If you are good and if you're talented, they will find you. Doesn't matter if you're a D3 guy, doesn't matter if you're an NAIA guy, doesn't matter if you're D1, D2, doesn't matter. Power 4 conference, small school, if you can play and you are committed to your craft, in this case football, they will find you. And this came out late yesterday, now officially inked today. The release has just been sent out that offensive lineman Joey Lombard of University of South Dakota, he has officially inked a deal. He participated in the Chiefs rookie minicamp following the NFL draft there. He officially signed yesterday, and undrafted rookie free agents. You know, sometimes you get undrafted rookie free agents that turn out to be really, really, really good players. Really good players. I actually just watched an interview yesterday with Seahawks wide receiver Doug Baldwin. Third all-time in franchise history in terms of touchdown receptions with 49. And he was an undrafted rookie free agent. Put up some great numbers at Stanford with Andrew Luck, but NFL teams are like, meh, we don't want to draft him. Well, undrafted rookie free agent to Seattle. Did some great things there. Of course, you guys know me, diehard Seattle Seahawks fan, but want to wish nothing but the best of luck to Joe Lombard there. Second team All-Missouri Valley Conference player in 2023. First team All-Conference player there this last year. So USD goes to Kansas City. Good stuff there from Joe Lombard. This also popped up yesterday on my feed, or actually, I guess technically this morning, the very early stages of this morning. Absolutely crazy. You don't see it very often. You don't see it very often. Are you familiar with the term immaculate inning? The term immaculate inning. What's an immaculate inning? Pitcher goes out there and it's good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Tukes, do you have to repeat yourself? Yes, that's exactly what an immaculate inning is. Good morning, strike one. Strike two is good afternoon, and good night is strike three. You line them up, you slam them down. That's right. And yesterday, we almost had an immaculate inning yesterday in the Dodgers and Padres game. Yoshinobu Yamamoto threw a pitch right down Broadway. And I mean right down the heart of the plate, maybe an eyelash high, maybe that, maybe. It's at the belt buckle of the batter. Right down Main Street. Umpire calls it a ball. Would have been pretty cool to have an immaculate inning there yesterday, but not so. The umpire just blew the call, and these sorts of things happen. So my question is a simple one. At what point in time do we get the robot umpires full-time? Full-time. You know, they're kind of tinkering with this ABS system, and it's going to be a thing, and they can go to the review, and the batter taps his head, and they go to the booth, and they figure it out. But at what point in time do we just completely completely take away the umpire for Major League Baseball. This may be a hot take. I don't care. I always want to see the umpire back there. Maybe that's a hot take, but I don't think there's anything wrong with a call getting wrong and then, boom, they rectify it very, very quickly. That's the way it should be with the ABS system, as they quickly can challenge a call, those sorts of things. These things should take fractions of a second just to get it right, and mistakes happen. That's sports. They threw a flag on illegal contact there. Oh, well, it was still within 5 yards. Mistakes happen. Referees throw flags sometimes on something they thought they saw. Just get the call right. But I still am a fan of the human error piece of the game. But you do want to get the call right. And that ABS system, I think, can really, really help out with that. And you guys know me. I'm not a big fan of the NBA. But we are going to a Game 7 between the Pacers and the Thunder. And yesterday, I'm back at home, kind of doing some things around the house on social media, and it was the 9-year anniversary of the LeBron James chase down block. Remember that? I think it was against Andre Iguodala, if memory serves correctly. It was 9 years ago, yesterday, when it was the Cleveland, this is for you! And I'll never forget, I was actually rooting for the Cleveland Cavaliers. My dad's from the Cleveland area, Parma, and grew up a Cleveland Browns fan. And when LeBron James left Cleveland the first time and he did the whole Miami Heat, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, all that, I think he made a lot of enemies in terms of fans. But when he went back to Cleveland, it was kind of that feel-good story. The prodigal son returns home, and I was kind of rooting for Cleveland. And I was seeing all these tweets yesterday, and they were like, oh my gosh, that was such a good finals. Went down to game seven. It went game seven down to the wire. Oh, how good was that? What an incredible play by LeBron James. It was good. It was physical. It was defensive. And I'm thinking to myself, have you people completely lost your memory and your minds? That was one of the worst NBA finals ever. It was a terrible NBA finals. But this is what we do as sports fans. Not all of us, but a lot of us sports fans, we have this revisionist history. Oh, that was so great. What a great player so-and-so was. Oh, what a great series that was. Every single game in that NBA Finals in 2016 was decided by double digits except for Game 7. Cleveland won by 30 in Game 3. Every single game, with the exception of Game 7, which was a very good game, was decided by double digits. There were blowouts left and right. But people are like, oh, what a great series. You have no memory. How do people do this? We sort of romanticize things as sports fans. As time goes by, you remember things that didn't happen. That's one of them. Oh, what a great series. No, it wasn't a great series. It was terrible. Cleveland won by 30 in Game 3. Was it 120-90? I mean, there was even, I think, a north of 30 point differential in one of those games, if memory serves correctly. So, you know, not a great series, but a great Game 7 for sure. We'll see how Game 7 plays out on Sunday. Upcoming next on the show, Nate Wall. He'll be joining us, and then towards the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined live in studio by Lane Teets. That's in about 20 minutes, give or take. Definitely do not want to hear that R word, rain, on a Friday. We have been so snake bitten. Brown County Speedway has had a tough go this year. Multiple rainouts. Hopefully this is not one of those tonight, and hopefully that rain can go away, like my 2-year-old daughter continues to sing. My name is David Tewksbury. Thanks again for joining us on this finally Friday installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Head scout at Prep Red Zone Dakota, Nate Wall, joins us on the phone line. Nate, thanks for taking some time this morning. How are you?
Doing good, David. You know, we're kind of in the grind of camp season for me, and you know, it's winding down. You know, I mean, obviously there's still some camps coming up in July, but you know, June's kind of winding down for me, which is, I would say, my wife would be happy to hear that too. So,
fair enough. Well, I was going to say this is probably your busy time of the year, right? With all sorts of camps, you're going from here to there. You cover a multi-state area of the Midwest. So kind of what's your summertime typically kind of look like?
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of all starts in, you know, in May into June where, I try to be more organized over the years and figure out kind of where I'm going before, you know, when I started, it was kind of like find a camp and go. And, you know, over the years, it's gotten more strategic. It's kind of, I think in the last 3 to 4 weeks, I've done about three to four camps a week on average, just kind of all over Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Dakotas. So, you know, it's been a grind, but, you know, I always love this time of year. It's great to see all the talent that's all over the Midwest. And, you know, it's great to get these kids exposure, you know, regardless of where they might be playing as far as level in college football.
No doubt about it. As Nate Wall joins us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. So I'm curious, how did you get into this sort of thing? Is this something that you created personally, or did somebody kind of bring you on? I mean, what does one do to kind of create an idea like this, or what's kind of your, I guess, the genesis of this for you?
Yeah, so I started with Prep Red Zone about 6 years ago now. So I actually started with our Minnesota site where I live. And then I kind of had a vision within the first 6 months, you know, as we were, you know, kind of expanding, you know, that I wanted, you know, just going to a handful of camps and, you know, seeing a lot of, you know, stud talent throughout Dakotas. And I'm like, you know, I really think bringing this to light in Dakotas would really be beneficial to, you know, the kids, the college coaches, and, you know, everything like that. So, you know, we kind of set it in motion back in, you know, the COVID years and right to start 2021, and it's been awesome. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, just getting to see kids, you know, in live settings, and, you know, seeing how they look in pads, and that it's been awesome for me just to see the kind of the transformation of, you know, state by state, and especially Dakotas, of, you know, kind of getting more into the, you know, social media era, which has kind of taken over the recruiting, which is a lot of what we do. And, you know, it's been kind of a great thing for us to, you know, kind of grow our roots and, you know, give kids a platform. You know, there's other sites, of course, out there, but I feel like we're kind of the, you know, best of the best as far as getting everybody we can and as far as the Dakotas go.
Have you come across an athlete or two that maybe wasn't getting a whole lot of publicity, and then all of a sudden you have a post on them, and the next thing you know, they're getting offers left and right, whether that's NAIA or D2 or even D1, but not a whole lot of eyeballs were on that person. And the next thing you know, you have a couple of posts on them. Here's some film from Joe Smith, just using a random name, and then all of a sudden they kind of blow up. Has there been a player or two like that that you can think of off the top of your head?
Yeah, no, there's been a good chunk of players. I have one that's probably the best, most interesting story I've ever had. I went down to Southern Minnesota. You know, I was told from my high school coach, you got this, you know, 6'7", 330-pound offensive lineman, no tape on him. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm always firm on the live eval. So went down there and, you know, watched him live and, you know, put out a few posts about him. And then all of a sudden he went from getting his, you know, his first offer to, you know, now he's in his second year with the Gophers. So, you know, there's plenty of kids like that, and that's also why I love covering the Dakotas. You know, there's plenty of kids where, you know, I've gone to camps like SDSU or Northern State or wherever, and, you know, you just see this kid where you're, you know, I don't feel like anybody has him figured out. And, you know, sometimes they have a Twitter account, sometimes they don't, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, up to us to kind of get his name out there, to, you know, not just like college coaches too, you know, just to, like, around the state, you know, it's kind of building exposure, you know, regardless of who that is. And, you know, there's been I can think of a huge chunk of kids over the years where I've just been like, wow, I really, really like that kid. And, you know, the fact that he's so under recruited and, you know, gets an offer like within, you know, 24 hours, 48 hours or whatever, you know, me sending out just a small tweet or something like that is just pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. Nate Wall's our guest here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, head scout with Prep Red Zone Dakota. And my question is, have you always wanted to be a scout? I mean, maybe you went to college for something else. Maybe you didn't go to college. I'm not quite sure. What's kind of your background? How did you get into scouting in general?
So it's kind of a, you know, I was kind of a late bloomer. So my wife and I, we lived in Louisville, Kentucky for about 5 years. And it was kind of one of those things where, you know, this was after college and, you know, we didn't really have any friends, didn't really know anybody. And, you know, I was just looking for what was a hobby for me at the time. And, you know, I've always been around the game of football since, you know, I was a little kid, and, you know, just didn't really figure out how much I loved the game until, you know, handful of years ago. And, you know, I started doing, you know, scouting reports for what was the Alliance of American Football. So it was a spring league. So I spent about a year doing that, just kind of logging scouting reports, you know, for a independent site. And, you know, after that, I was kind of like, you know, how can I benefit this in a way that's, you know, I mean, obviously when you're dealing with professional athletes, you know, the exposure, they already got the exposure. So, you know, I'm like, how can I advance this and, you know, put it into fruition with, you know, say high school kids? And, you know, I got on the phone with Prep Red Zone, like I said, a little over 6 years ago now. And, you know, the opportunity was, you know, was there for the taking. And, you know, I've always thought I have a creative mind, and, you know, that's what they were looking for. So, you know, I always say I was kind of a late bloomer, but, you know, I love where I'm at now as far as, you know, how much we've grown and everything like that. So, yeah.
Good for you. Love to hear that. Nate Wall's our guest here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. So, I guess, how long do you think this is going to continue to grow? I mean, I feel like, you know, in South Dakota, North Dakota, even to a certain degree, maybe northern Minnesota, there's probably not a whole lot of publicity on some of these small schools and what have you. But a lot of times, those are the diamonds in the rough. I mean, you got to take a lot of, for lack of a better term, pride on some of these guys that you're helping to get exposure. Do you have kind of an end goal, or is it just, hey, we're just trying to get as many guys' eyes as humanly possible?
That's really the end goal. I mean, like I said, doing this for as long as I can, you know, finding those kids from a town of population 500 and, you know, regardless if it's Minnesota or Dakotas, wherever, you know, there's nothing better for me, you know, as far as what I do is finding that diamond in the rough kid that, you know, not a lot of people know about. And then all of a sudden he turns into, you know, a FCS kid or a Power 5 kid, whatever. Like I said, I'm almost, you know, I think it's sky's the limit in the Dakotas. You know, I feel like we're really growing quickly as far as, you know, people not only knowing about us, but, you know, people sending, you know, I said years ago, it was just kind of like try to get into any camp you can. And, you know, now it's like I'll have people hitting us up like, hey, how can you get this kid out there and whatnot, like on a daily basis. So, you know, I think it's sky's the limit for us. And I think, you know, as long with recruiting changing so much to, you know, with being so social media driven, which is, you know, media is what we're all about. You know, I think it's only going to grow in the Dakotas for sure.
No question. Couple more here with Nate Wall on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Like you said to me off the air, you're on your way to another camp here today. So it sounds like you're primarily camp based, if that's fair to say. Do you hit up a bunch of games in the fall as well, like a week three game, say between, I don't know, Milbank and Webster or something like that, or maybe somewhere in the Twin Cities area? Do you typically go to a lot of games in the fall time as well, or are you just basically camp-based?
So, yeah, so I go to games just about every week. And if I'm not at a game, you know, with the new technology where you can kind of stream games from home, you know, obviously I live in, you know, outside of St. Cloud, Minnesota, so I can't always get to the Dakotas, you know, every week. But, you know, with the new technology of streaming being so popular, you know, I see a lot of games throughout Dakotas every week. And, you know, I kind of, you know, make my rounds. You know, I always plan out a couple weeks out of the year where I do travel with, you know, three games in a weekend. And, you know, it's been nice to, you know, adapt to, you know, games during the season. And then, you know, obviously camp season is kind of big for us, but, you know, like I said, I kind of have the same approach with games, as even with camp season. You know, I try to find, you know, I'm not always going to the biggest schools. I'm going to the small schools where I can find that diamond in the rough kid that, you know, not a lot of people know about. So that's kind of always my something I pride myself on is, you know, not going to a town that has a Casey's or a Quick Trip, you know, just trying to find someone. So
big shout out to Quick Trip. And that's definitely kind of a Wisconsin thing to a certain degree. My parents live in West Bend and I went to college at Marquette. So I know that Wisconsin sort of culture, if you will. Big fan of the Spotted Cow myself. And also, according to your Twitter account or X account, you're a partial Packers owner, huh? How'd that come about?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's one of those things. When I was born, my dad actually got me a, you know, when Packers back in early 90s were selling stock, my dad got a share, I got a share. So, you know, I know I'm one of, I would say, hundreds of thousands of, you know, Packer owners throughout the world. And, you know, but I mean, like I said, I'm a Wisconsinite by trade and, you know, grew up watching the Packers every Sunday. I kind of part for the course, you know, when I was born, that, you know, had a little piece of history, as I always say.
No doubt about it. Well, enjoy your Spotted Cow at some point in time this summer. I'm sure your wife would probably like to have some time with you there a little bit. You've got a very, very strong wife, I will tell you. You know, I'm a guy that broadcasts games and what have you, and a lot of travel. So for her to say, okay, you know, go for it, that's a big shout out to her. So I got to give her some love as well.
I always tell her, you know, especially when we hit June and camp season, I was like, you know, I always say, you know, in scouting or college coaches, you got to have a great foundation. You got to have a saint of a wife. So, you know, I love her a lot. And, you know, I always appreciate, you know, some of the sacrifices she makes with my, you know, camp schedule. But, you know, same time with, you know, having a 5-month-old at home, you know, it's been nice to kind of, you know, you're at camps all the time, but, you know, you go home and you be a dad. And, you know, I've loved nothing more than being that so far.
Absolutely. I got a 3-month-old at home myself and a 2-year-old. So Godspeed to you as a dad. Happy belated Father's Day. Follow him there on X at N-Wall Scouting. That's N-Wall, W-A-H-L Scouting. Nate, thanks for doing this. Safe travels here, and we'll talk to you later on down the road, I'm sure. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Absolutely. You too, David. Thanks for having me.
It's been my pleasure. Absolutely. Nate Wall joining us here. Head scout, Preps Red Zone Dakota here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. It's a very, very, very busy job. A lot of time on the road, writing up stories, watching tape, all these sorts of things. Guys put his heart into it. I think it's an awesome story for sure. Upcoming next on the show, Groton area native. Groton native, as it were, went down to Dakota State for a year. NSAA Freshman of the Year, Lane Teets. He is now joining us live in studio. He's the latest member of the Wolfpack. He'll join us after this. It's the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Live streaming with the video as well on this hot Friday. And you can check out Lane Teets joining us live in studio. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for having me, David.
Yeah, it's my pleasure for sure. Tukes. Everyone calls me Tukes.
Tukes.
Yeah.
Tukes.
Yeah, David is, that's my God-given name.
Sure.
But everyone's a Tukes in the Tewksbury household, I will say. If you go to like a family vacation or family reunion, and you say, hey, Tukes, like literally everybody will look at you
because sure.
Family nickname. But to welcome to Aberdeen, of course, you know Aberdeen quite well. Dakota State last year. Groton, of course, is where you played your high school ball and what have you. Just signed with Northern State here within the last, month and a half, give or take, right?
Yeah, about the beginning, middle of April. So, yeah, that was kind of that. But it's been good. Everything coming in, working out, lifting, everything, it's been good.
How have the lifts been? And I'm sure there's been sorts of small practices. I know there's probably not a whole lot of situations where the coach can be kind of hands-on and everything, but have you met all the guys on the team and what those kind of workouts and little for lack of a better term, shoot-arounds kind of look like, I guess?
Sure, yeah. We D2 can't do as many things in the summer just with contact rules and everything. So, I mean, I've met all the coaches, see them almost every day. A few guys here and there. A lot of guys. We've got a handful of guys that are just not even from this country. So it's kind of cool to see. It'll be cool to meet them and go about that. But, yeah, the workouts have been good. Just getting into walks, it feels like home and everything. So, yeah.
Well, you played pretty well at walks last year with Dakota State, and you kind of had your own personal cheering section. I think maybe a lot of the Groton guys on the team, maybe from the previous year, were at the game, because every time you hit a three, those guys were going nuts. So what do you remember about that game last year?
Yeah, that was the game that was circled definitely from the time that the schedule came out. Once you send that out and shared it on Facebook and everything, it was, I'm going to be out the game, whatever. The whole team was basically up there, like you said. And, yeah, the game started off kind of slow, I guess, but then we got in a roll. And, I mean, we led almost three-quarters of the game, and then my buddy James Glenn now, he had himself a game, so it was kind of a – He beat us there, but yeah, it was a great game. I mean, I just love the atmosphere so much. I mean, growing up in Aberdeen, you go to the State B tournaments and you go to camps at Northern, and you're playing in walks, and so yeah, it just being there and everyone cheering for you, it felt like home, and that's definitely what I'm most excited for coming back.
So now you're on the same team as James. I mean, he had, I think, 34?
Yep, 34. He had 8 threes. I do remember that.
Yeah, no doubt. And you had, I think, 4 yourself, 4 or 5 yourself.
Yeah.
So what's this offense going to look like next year? Is it going to be three-centric? Because I know in years past, a lot of threes have been kind of the case. But, now being on the same team as James, that's got to be kind of cool. Has he taken you under his wing a little bit? You already said friends, so you guys
definitely
are pretty close.
Yeah, we see him. I see him almost every day. We go in there and we lift, we shoot, whatnot, making each other better. And so, yeah, I mean, talking to Wilbs and talking to the coaches, a lot of threes, everything like that. You're going to get to the rim, whatnot, but getting threes up and just playing hard. So, yeah, I can't wait for it. Hopefully we can shoot the ball really well and just get good shots. So,
Lane Teets joining us live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Of course, played your high school ball there at Groton, multi-sport athlete, track and field, football, basketball. Why did basketball overtake the rest? Because you were a pretty decent quarterback over there too, weren't you?
Definitely. I definitely think I could have played football a little bit better to my ability if I wouldn't have liked basketball so much.
Uh-huh.
But it was always just in my mind that just basketball season, get to basketball season and anything. But yeah, it was. I loved football. You love the homecoming. You love just the small town. I mean, that's what you do when you're at a small town, is just play all the sports and you can excel at them. And so, I mean, like always talking to the coaches in Groton, like the other sports make you better at everything. Football gives you a little more toughness on the court, and track helps them both. And so, yeah, that was definitely something that I took pride in, was participating in all those sports. But yeah, I loved my time at Groton. Everyone's great there. I wish I had 4 more years to play high school sports. It was awesome.
Sure. Well, friend of the program is Sean Wanner. And when I first moved to Aberdeen, or South Dakota, really, he was one of the first coaches that was just, hey, anything I can do for you, just let me know. What was it like playing for him?
Coach Wanner, he was definitely probably one of my favorite coaches, and I loved having him in class. He was a history teacher.
Sure.
So, definitely just getting to talk sports with him all day, talking about where we're sitting in the state for playoff rankings, what we're going to do here, what's going on for practice, how many laps is he going to make us run in track today, whatnot. But, yeah, it was great. Coach Wanner is awesome, and he was just more of a mentor too. Always told me that what was right and everything, and so I always appreciated his help.
Lane Teets here in studio, Fox Sports Aberdeen. How often do you get that butchered, Teets? Tewksbury gets butchered all the time.
Awesome. It's a lot. It's so many. I mean, especially when you go to different places around the state, Iowa, Nebraska, wherever we're playing, and in the starting lineups last year, it was butchered quite often. So
Tights, I'm sure you get.
Oh, Tights, Teetsy. Yeah, it's quite a bit.
Teetsy?
So, yeah.
Hmm. I could see Tights, but Teetsy is a little bit different.
I know.
A little bit out there. So you go to Dakota State, had a really successful year this last year. You are named the NSAA Freshman of the Year. What did you learn in your freshman year of college? Because a lot of times freshmen, they got a redshirt, but you played right away. Why did you play? Was it something that you just said, hey, coach, I'm here to play, and that's the way it goes? I mean, how does that kind of work out?
It didn't quite go like that, but I would say just learn. I mean, right away it started a little bit slower. I mean, you get to college and the guys are bigger, faster, stronger. Wingspans are longer and everything. And so the stuff that would fly in high school about maybe not being as precise, you maybe are a little more lazy, that doesn't fly. And so definitely hitting the weights a little bit more and whatnot. But yeah, just being able to understand that that's what it was going to take and emphasizing those things and doing the little things. I mean, all those guys can shoot threes. All those guys can go to the hoop and dunk the basketball or whatever. But it was the little things like playing good defense, diving on the floor for loose balls, hitting open shots, just the little things. And then just building off of that was the main thing for me. But, and then that's kind of where more success came in. But yeah, I mean, going about it as, being a freshman, there's still definitely the freshman mistakes I could tell, just lazy things that I needed to clean up. And so, yeah, I'm hoping to be able to build off that this year, having a full year of college basketball under my belt. It'll be good. And I can't wait. A
couple of pretty cool accolades. NSAA Freshman of the Year, your Spirit of Sioux with your time at Groton. What do some of those accolades mean to you?
They're definitely cool. It definitely just kind of highlights the hard work, I guess. It a lot goes into it when you're constantly getting up in the morning, going to the gym and whatnot. So it's nice to see those accolades kind of highlight what you're doing. But I mean, the road to it is what's actually fun. And so When you get those awards, but then you remember the 6 a.m. lifts and the staying at the gym to shoot after the game because you missed a couple free throws or something like that, that's where you kind of appreciate the road to those things.
Is it tough doing that? I mean, I wake up every day at 5 for the radio station. It's not exactly my most favorite thing to do in the world is waking up early. Sure. Is it difficult for you to wake up early, or is it just, hey, this is the nature of the beast?
Yeah, it's kind of just turn your brain off a little bit, especially in lift, because James and I like to lift first, so we kind of joke about just having your brain off still until we get through the lift, and then just not even thinking about it, just go through it and whatnot, and then kind of keep waking up for a basketball workout. But I mean, just knowing what the end result and keep chasing that. But I guess if you're not chasing something, then what are you doing? And so that's kind of where I keep going, and you've been doing it for quite a while, that it's just kind of second nature to just get up and whatnot. Adding a few hours to your day is kind of huge when other people are still sleeping.
Well, not only that, but today is the longest day of the year. It is the first day of summer. Yeah, I think the summer solstice officially hits 9:42, so it's the longest day of the year.
Nice.
Being the first day of summer. Couple more here with Lane Teets on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Your coach last year there at Dakota State is now the new head coach up at UMary. That's going to be kind of interesting, going up against Coach Ty. I'm sure you had a pretty decent relationship with him this last year. He's a really good coach, did great things at Mayville for a lot of years before going down there to Madison. What's that going to be like, competing against your coach next year for the Wolves?
Sure, yeah, it'll be fun for sure. It'll be cool. I mean, I'm sure he knows my game and whatnot, so it'll be fun to play him and whatnot. It'll be definitely probably a competitive outing. I mean, he'll want to win, I'll want to win, but at the end of the game, I'll definitely shake his hand and tell him good luck in the rest of the season. I think we'll play him twice, so
yep.
Probably get that twice. But yeah, it'll be fun to go against him and everything. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to those games. Looking forward to the schedule coming out here in the not-too-distant future. We had Coach Wilbur on the program. I think it was either last week or 2 weeks ago. He was talking about that a little bit. What are you looking forward to most next year, or I guess later on this year, I suppose? Is it just putting on the Wolves colors for the first time and being out at the Barnett Center, or maybe it's a road game to quiet down some crowds? I mean, what are you looking forward to the most next year, this year?
I would probably say just being at walks and everything. Like I said, it just felt like home, feels like home now. You go in there every day and you're in there. But yeah, the game that we played, when you hit a few threes and the crowd starts to cheer, it'll be nice that everyone there will be wearing Wolves gear and cheering for you. So that's what I'm most excited for.
Now, the preseason rankings, they don't come out for a while. It's probably going to be another I don't know, 4 or 5 months, give or take. But my guess is, and I'm speculating, but there's probably not going to be a whole lot of people out there saying that Northern State has a whole lot of expectations next year because of what happened last year, and a lot of new players, and people just don't know what to expect. So how do you kind of say, all right, we're putting the blinders on, and you're not – do you guys even focus on those sorts of things, or not so much?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you just kind of come in every day and work and do the, and you know you're doing the right things, you kind of just have this feeling that things are going to fall into place the way they're supposed to. And so, I mean, I believe all in Coach Wilbs that he's going to have all of us ready. And I don't know what his preseason plan is, but I'm sure he's going to have us doing everything we can to be at the top of the pack when it comes to the February and March. So.
Looking forward to it. Anything else you want to hit on before I let you go here? What's your rest of your summer kind of looking like here, and what's on tap for you for the next couple weeks and months? Brown County Fair time, maybe?
Yeah, hopefully that stays away for a little bit. Need to enjoy summer still while it's here. Just the weather's starting to get nice and hot, but no, not a whole lot. Just working, lifting, playing basketball, just kind of every day, and just keep laying brick by brick.
There you go. Well, looking forward to catching up with you later on down the road here this late fall and early winter. I'm not a summer guy. I'm not going to lie. When days are like 100 degrees with heat index, yeah. I'm like, I don't know. That October day when it's in the mid-50s looks pretty good.
But for sure.
No doubt about it. Well, I appreciate you coming in studio here and doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure for sure. Lane Teets here live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen, a new member of the pack for NSU. We'll come on back and wrap up this Friday installment of the Sports Hub after this on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Final segment for your work week here. We will be, of course, off on Saturday and Sunday. Back in action here on Monday on FSA. Eli Sharkey, he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour on Monday's show. We were supposed to have him on yesterday, but things kind of fell through. We've rescheduled that discussion for Monday at 10:30 right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Fun discussion there with Lane Teets. If you missed that portion of the program, first and foremost, where have you been? The show only has a couple more minutes left to go, but if you did miss that discussion, following the show, we'll have the episode posted to the Fox Sports Aberdeen Facebook page with the live streaming video, or I guess no longer live after the show is over, but with the streaming video there on our Fox Sports Aberdeen Facebook page, and of course, we'll get the audio portion of the show posted to our website there on hubcityradio.com. You can follow him as well on X at Lane Teets with an underscore there at the end. David Tewksbury along for the ride on this finally Friday. Again, stay hydrated out there. You've got temperatures today low to mid-90s. They're talking triple digits with the heat index. So stay hydrated. Please drink a whole lot of water. If you can limit your time outdoors, that's great. Enjoy some AC out there today and enjoy the weekend ahead, but definitely have to stay hydrated out there, a whole lot of water. Well, speaking of heat, yesterday was the heat from the Harrisburg Gold offense as they put up a combined 31 runs over the course of the two five-inning game affairs yesterday with the Aberdeen Smitties. Winning game one did Harrisburg 16-3, and then a 15-5 triumph there in game two. First game of two, the Harrisburg squad led early, put up 3 runs in the bottom of the first. They would never trail for the remainder of the game. Aberdeen would get 2 runs back on the top of the second. Harrisburg responded in kind, adding 5 of their own in the bottom of the second. Gold squad put 2 more crooked numbers on the scoreboard in the third and fourth. They cruised to a 16-3 victory there in game one. In game two, Smitty's offense came out smoking, plating 2 in the top of the first to earn an early advantage, but Harrisburg, they battled back with 8 in the bottom of the second inning. They led early 9-2. And again, they win that contest 15-5. Smitty's finally return home to Fossum Field next week, Thursday. Games were slated for Monday of next week, but those have been moved against Renner Post 307. Hub City Radio's Ryan Martin will be on the call on hubcityradio.com with the live streaming video there and on the Fox Sports Aberdeen YouTube page presented by Culver's of Aberdeen. It'll be their first home games since June the 2nd. So a long, long time on the road there for your Aberdeen Smitties, and it'll be nice to see them back there at Fossum Field. Again, that'll be on Thursday, not Monday, but Thursday at 4 and 6 o'clock, respectively, against Renner Post 307. Elsewhere on the Legion side of things from yesterday, you had Groton Post 39 defeat Castlewood Post 250 by a final tally of 5-2, while Del Rapids Post 65 got past Warner Ipswich Northwestern. That win squad 6-2, your final score, while Sisseton Post 50 was all over Redfield Post 92 at the Heritage Classic. That was yesterday. LJ Crooks picking up the victory there for the Sisseton squad. He went 5 innings, scattered 8 hits, struck out 4. Reggie Lincoln was 2-for-4 with a pair of runs scored. He also drove in 4 in the victory. Jackson Rude on the bump there for Redfield struggled. Just 2/3 of innings of work, 5 hits, 5 runs. 3 of them were earned while striking out 1 there yesterday. Also of note, you can check out the official polls from the amateur baseball side of things. That's on our website, hubcityradio.com. Not going to have all the time in the world to get to this, but Del Rapids PBR is your headliner there in Class B with the Canova Gang second, Del Rapids Mudcats rounding out the top three. And in Class A, you've got the Harrisburg Woodies numero uno, fun name to say, and the Renner Monarchs second, Brookings Cubs there in third, rounding out the top three, while the Aberdeen Circus, they are receiving votes. By the way, in Class B, the Redfield Dairy Queen squad sitting in the number 8 spot. Check out HubCityRadio.com for more details there as well. Minnesota Twins, they put to bed a 6-game losing streak last night. Big portion of that was Byron Buxton going yad twice. 12-5, your final tally there last night in Cincy. Twins are back to 500. They'll be taking on Milwaukee tonight, 7-10 for your first pitch on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1-10 for your first pitch on Saturday and Sunday alike. Pacers all over the Thunder, 108-91. It's going to Game 7 there. That'll be on Sunday. Brown County Speedway race night. Looking forward to this. Wasota Street Stocks, Late Models, Midwest Mods, Modified, Super Stocks. Pits and Gates at 5. Racing begins at 7. If you're going tonight, stay hydrated. We'll talk to you folks on Monday, FSA.